you know, every patient that comes in, I feel like probably has it, and I don't always follow up with who becomes positive, but probably only a handful.
So are you testing everyone that comes in with symptoms?
No, but we may be able to do that soon. Janet Mills just kind of told us that more tests are coming. So for now, we have a pretty strict protocol, and we're not testing many, actually, but...
And how many, like, critically sick people have you seen? How many have you sent to the ICU?
I have not sent any to the ICU.
And how is it balancing your family life, having the same days and scars of COVID?
You know, actually, one of the hardest things, which maybe I should say, is I'm still breastfeeding, so pumping at work and being careful and being worried about, like, germs being on all the milk, and that's probably the hardest thing. My husband is amazing and works from home, and he makes it doable, so that's helpful.
Is Cameron your only son?
Yeah.
Okay. Not what you expected when you thought you were going to have a baby.
I know. She's at, like, the sweetest age, and it's so sad that only my husband and I really can see her.
And how old is she?
She's 9 months.
And,
you know, when this all started, I was really afraid for my own health. I truly, like, feared I was going to die, and I'm not anymore. I mean, there's always this in the back of my mind, but I don't let it, you know, get to me. But I certainly was in the beginning.
And is it just because you've seen so much of it now?
Yeah, I think you just get used to it. It's not that I shouldn't be any less afraid than I was before. I just think I'm more used to it now, and yeah, I've seen so much of it and been okay.